This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. You're
Well, there is a continuing resolution, essentially, for the federal government, so that's not going to happen. But, folks, there's so much more that could happen. That's the problem. If we don't get a handle on where we're going to spend this money, and especially what we're going to do about the border, and Speaker Johnson and so forth, everything. Republicans are trying to hold hostage, you know, for the funding of other things because of securing the border. Well, we got to stop being so concerned about securing the borders elsewhere in the world, other than and not secure the southern border, obviously. And I don't think that should even be a partisan problem. How can that be a partisan problem? Well, I appreciate John's call. John from Sarasota last hour, where he was mentioning, look, you know, there's a lot of people in this country who actually don't care that the border is open the way that it is or porous the way that it is. But to my estimation, you know, why is this even a partisan issue? And of course, we know the answers to that. We understand why, in terms of the power plays and this kind of thing. But for everyday average Americans across the highways and byways, the border, they want to be able to go to bed at night and say to themselves, "Well, at least my country's secure. Bad actors can't just, you know, I don't know, walk across the Rio Grande if they want to and bypass any other kind of security coming in, flying in on an airplane or trying to come into the country." It seems to me to be common sense and not left or right, a Republican or Democrat. But right now, the GOP, the conservatives in this country, are the ones carrying the banner to secure the border. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is hour number two. Welcome to everybody joining us in Las Vegas, Nevada, by the way. And welcome everyone on KDON 101.5. Glad to have you with us this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And tell us what you think about the border. Tell us what do you think about the government funding through the next few months here through March and March 8th, I believe. There are so many things that we hit on this program, folks, don't even know where to start. But here in this first segment, we got our telephone lines lighting up already. We got Tony in Tampa, and he's joining us this morning. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Kyle. Just do me a favor. I apologize for this.
Sure.
What's the name of the woman that's running for president in the Republican Party? She used to be with the UN, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think you're talking about Nikki Haley. Yeah.
Nikki Haley, correct. Thank you, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Nikki Haley is beating Biden by almost double figures. Trump, meanwhile, that Stone Age old man, is beating Biden by 2 points. What does that tell you? Young people are the fastest growing group of voters in the country, the 18 to 25. And what are they going to be thinking about that situation versus Trump, who's a 78-year-old, stone-age old man who's going to get drop-kicked into another time zone by Gavin Newsom? Give her a chance. Give her a shot. She's beaten Biden by almost double figures. What does that tell you?
It's very interesting. It is. It is very interesting. And part of this, too, goes to how the primaries developed up to getting to the Iowa caucuses with no debates with Donald Trump and this kind of thing. I understand his rationale for it. But the issue is, how do you put forward the best candidate who is going to be able to go out and lasso all those other voters that may not have already made up their minds? So it is a very, very good point that you bring up.
Yeah, the big thing is about Trump, and I don't dislike him. He's too old. Would you start a 65-year-old quarterback? No, you would never do that. He's 78. He's a Stone Age old man. He's going to get drop-kicked into another time zone by Gavin Newsom. She has a chance. She's got a shot. Why don't you nominate her?
Well, right. Well, we're going to see where all this goes, because there are other factors involved as well. But Donald Trump seems to have been able to, continue his support levels at levels that are almost unprecedented, right? But he's also looking at Nikki Haley. In fact, I think he made a statement saying that MAGA would never follow Nikki Haley. So I think that there is some kind of concern there. But I know what the polls are talking about. And then, and she mentioned that, by the way, too, when she was on a town hall on CNN. But, you know, whether or not Nikki Haley can garner the kind of support for the base to get the nomination, that's where she's having this huge problem. And the base seems to gravitate towards Trump and his established numbers.
That's what I'm talking about, Kyle. They're gravitating towards Trump. The man is 78. He's going to have to go up against Gavin Newsom. How is a 78-year-old man going to handle that kind of competition?
Yeah, that's
with,
well.
With, how is he going to do that? She could handle it.
Well,
and
this,
he won't nominate her.
Well, this is one of the reasons why I think it would have been good for Trump to debate somewhere sometime, only because he would need to be able to sharpen his claws for that. It's a very strange time in this primary season. You know, we've never really seen this kind of thing happen before. And in terms of age, in terms of young people, that may be a larger factor. For others, I think they watch and see how people comport themselves. Certainly Joe Biden, at his age, people have grave concerns. Donald Trump seems to be able to do a lot of things that someone his age typically wouldn't be able to do. But again, it all remains to be seen. But I appreciate the call very much, Tony.
One more thing, please.
Yeah,
please, one more thing.
Yeah, we're just heading out.
Trump is only beating Biden by 2 points.
I've seen those polls. Exactly. And that's a huge concern. It absolutely would be.
He's beating him by double digits.
Right. Exactly. Well, Tony, thanks.
All
we're
right,
going to head to...
Thank you very much, Kyle.
Yeah, take care. Folks, we're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Up this morning, folks. There is no doubt about that. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And don't forget, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And I do appreciate Tony's call. And I do understand his position about Donald Trump. I think that apart from the age factor, there are other factors that might weigh more heavily on whether or not Trump either eventually secures the nomination or some other issue begins to happen. Again, going back to the independents, it seems to me that some of the independents would be more likely to have a problem with Trump, given that there would be any convictions. They may be the ones to say, okay, well, that's enough for me. And again, I'm not talking about Donald Trump in particular or his policies. I'm just looking at how some of these different voting groups, we might anticipate how they might react. But the age factor, and we talked about this once before, as I recall, if you compare Biden to Trump, it's a very, very different story. The voters who are in the Republican base right now, they've already made that evaluation. But again, who else would make that evaluation, and how would they react, or how will they react in the general election? But we did hear from Mark in Clearwater, and I appreciate Mark very much as well, reacting to Tony's call. He said he disagreed with the caller. He says Haley's a rhino. He says, and being funded by Democrat PACs, and the same one that's funding E. Jean Carroll's lawsuit against Trump. Well, Haley is, I think, trying to, or actually does, bear that moniker a lot, right? The idea of quote-unquote being a rhino. And so that's that's the biggest problem for her with the base. And that's why she hasn't gotten the traction. That's, I think, one of the reasons she came in third, obviously, in Iowa. She's expected to do much better in New Hampshire. But had she done very much, had she not gone third in Iowa, I think maybe that might have been a bigger sort of oomph for her campaign moving forward. But Haley is trying to position herself as the person to say stop the chaos and these kinds of things. And yes, I did see that other poll that Tony was talking about, and all these things have to be taken into consideration. But we do know this. We do know that the Democrats are gearing up. They believe Trump will be the nominee. They have picked this strategy of we're fighting for democracy. We're doing all this only for you. It's to preserve our country. We won't have a country. In fact, Donald Trump won't even leave office in 2029. I mean, people are actually out there saying this. I recall seeing an article about that earlier. I'll see if I can find it as we're talking here. Yeah, here it is. Donald Trump moved a step closer to the nomination on Monday. We got 51%, not 50K, as Joe Biden said. But let's see here. Trump is not universally loved by the right, and Trump conservatives are rooting for Democrat incumbent President Joe Biden. One of them is journalist David Frum, a former George W. Bush speechwriter. In an article published by The Atlantic on January 16th, Frum warns that a second Trump term would be a, quote, disaster, not only for the United States, but for its allies as well. Trump's party is signing up for the ride, knowing what the ride is, he laments. Pro-Ukraine senators are working to elect a president who will cut off Ukraine, knowing he will cut off Ukraine. Pro-NATO senators are working to elect a president who they know will wreck NATO, knowing he will wreck NATO. After the Iowa caucuses, the Republican Party is certain to renominate Trump for the presidency. But he goes on to warn, this is what I want to get at, that if Trump defeats Biden in November, the United States may not have a presidential election in 2028. Folks, this is the kind of fantastical, a scary talk that now we're hearing. And because they're a former George W. Bush speechwriter, this is supposed to carry a whole lot more weight, right? So the Democrats and others are gearing up against Trump only, and I think it's the idea of Trump. And so whether or not Trump is 78, whether he would be 58, whether or not Trump is under any indictment or under no indictment. I think what they're worried about primarily is this notion that through some of these unforced errors that Trump made in his first administration, that if he came back in, he would know where all the bodies are buried, and he would be able to really, talk about the chaos. The chaos wouldn't be that Trump would destroy democracy. The chaos would be that he would have no reason to have to get reelected again. And therefore, just like, and by the way, this idea that he's not going to leave office in 2029. This individual Frum continues, if he should return to the presidency in 2025, we have no reason to expect him to leave in 2029. Well, folks, I got to tell you, first of all, when you run for president and you win, it's all about getting a second term. But I will tell you this, historically, and I think even just anecdotally, sorry, folks, I hadn't hit the cough button, historically and anecdotally to a great degree, second terms are disasters. they typically can't. A lot of people leave after the first administration. They don't want to. They want to sort of jump off the thing because they've accomplished what they want to accomplish and they want to go on to something else, or they want to get out of Dodge. Then you have the second term. But then when you end a second term, you don't have to run for a third term. Obviously you're trying to set somebody up or, you want the next president to be of the same party as you. But generally speaking, I think presidents are ready to leave
You know, and to some degree, you could say Obama would never want to leave. Maybe he could run forever or something like that. But generally speaking, I think presidents need to get out of Dodge anyway, because it's not easy. It's not easy at all. And so once they hit that second term, then it's done. And they know they can't run again. And so to some degree, they can do things that are, you know, less popular, shall we say, with the party base or with their direct supporters. They can do things like that because they're not running for re-election. But I think it's so fantastical to say, you know, I mean, this is like another level up from destroying our democracy. It's another level up to say Trump will never leave in 2029. He'll stay there. Well, he would be what, 82 or 83 or 84 or something like that by that time? Do you think that that's what he would want to do? It just doesn't make any sense. None of this stuff makes any sense. To simply say that this is exactly what Trump is planning, it's going to be a dictatorship, and so forth. And these people, even the people that say this stuff, they understand about the checks and balances. They really do. But where all this is coming from is a masquerade for policies and a continuation of the dire problem we have right now, which is an administration where, do you really believe that Joe Biden sits behind the resolute desk and formulates policy, calls people into his office, discusses at length the Houthi problem, discusses at length what happened between Iran and Pakistan? Do you think he discusses at length about the global economy? Do you think he discusses at length all these different domestic issues that we have? Do you think he laments about the energy crisis, you know, the self-made energy crisis, basically? Do you think he actually goes through all that? And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not saying it. Though you know me. I'm not sitting here trying to be mean-spirited. But what it's the actual real danger here is the continuation of some kind of committee, a star chamber, if you will, and a figurehead that goes out and goes, I thought there was chocolate chip ice cream. How much is the smoothie? It's $6. Hey, you know it's $6? You know, it's that kind of thing. I think that's where the actual danger is, quote unquote, to our democracy, because it perpetuates something, the sort of state-run thing that becomes so amorphous and so grandiose. And that's exactly what they're trying to put in place. So it makes complete sense that they would say, oh, well, if you elect Donald Trump, you're going to get some kind of dictatorship in perpetuity where he'll never leave office and you'll never have another election again. Come on, man. And that's a Joe Bidenism. Folks, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. I appreciate the calls, the messages, because as I said, we are lighting up this morning. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A landmark Department of Justice report is released into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on the 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
An appeals court decision is a loss for Apple and anyone who ordered a new Apple Watch. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling that upholds the ban. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Today is the annual March for Life in Washington. Thousands will brave the cold of the D.C. winter to show their support for the unborn. House Republican Conference Chair Lee Stefanik says the lower chamber is bringing two bills to the floor to provide information and resources to pregnant students and their parents to combat manipulation by the pro-abortion Democrat agenda.
This week, House Republicans will bring to the floor the Pregnant Students' Rights Act and the Supporting Pregnant and Parenting Women and Families Act to support critical pregnancy resource centers and provide necessary information to pregnant students combating manipulation by the far-left radical pro-abortion agenda.
House Republicans will welcome hundreds of thousands of their constituents proudly taking part in the March for Life today. The march was originally started to commemorate the Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion in the U.S. back in 1973. More on these stories
and you can
townhall.com.
Facebook and X. As a matter of fact, we have links right there, so we sure appreciate it when you do that. You can get more information about the program there and so forth, and we're glad that you're there. So, yes, great discussion so far this morning. Really great discussion. Mark in Clearwater, I appreciate your message. Also, I appreciate your message on the song suggestions and so forth, and I appreciate them very much. And, we'll definitely try to take it to heart here. And I'll tell you what, though, folks, you know, this whole thing that we're watching as now really, you know, is there a shift to the general election? Does that come now after New Hampshire? Does it come, you know, in other words, it seems like it's just going to be, you know, a general election issue. In fact, some have said that Trump needs to transition into that general election mode. But there's still a lot of primary to go. There's no doubt about that. One of the things that they, no matter what, if Trump is the nominee, if whomever is the nominee, and, you know, I sometimes I wonder, you know, depending on how things work out, and especially because these court cases are also going to be significant in one shape or form or another. But let's just say that the Democrats are going to nominate somebody else other than Biden. It may not necessarily be, and I think this is really important to point out, it may not necessarily be Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, while yes, telegenic, a smooth talker, all these kinds of things, you know, we were talking with Frank Silvato earlier in the week, and I think he pointed out something really good, and that is, you know, Gavin Newsom didn't do so good with his debate against DeSantis. You know, if you were watching that, and as I was watching it, and this is the governor of the state I live in, right? But, and I was watching it specifically to see how Gavin Newsom might fare in an actual presidential debate. And given, you know, it wasn't an actual presidential debate, but it certainly had a lot of the flavor of a presidential debate and the stature of that, because people could say this is could be the guy that is going to replace Joe Biden because Joe Biden will step down for whatever reason. Now, Gavin Newsom didn't come off as being, and I'll say this, he didn't come off as being presidential. He didn't come off as being somebody who had the answers that you were confident about, that you would follow in, you know, proverbially, you would follow him into battle. You would, take orders from him and charge ahead. You know, damn the torpedoes. You didn't get anything like that from Gavin Newsom. What Gavin Newsom did is he went through and he checked off all of the boxes, as it were, for different groups. And, you know, that's not a unifying message. Now, that's part of the illusion, folks. Part of the illusion is to say, well, we're, you know, I'm going to mention off so many different groups that that's unifying. It's not. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be illusory, but it continues these kinds of divisions. And Gavin Newsom did that in spades, I think. It was just absolutely all over the place. So I don't know that he would be able to go out by virtue of being telegenic or a smooth talker and just simply be able to win. I think that because once people got any kind of notion that of listening to him for like more than a minute, you know, I think people would say, this explains a lot about why California is like California. And again, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but, you know, he just wants to tell you all of the prefab, preordained, pre-scripted stuff. And it doesn't come off as real. And I think that's really, really important. DeSantis, on the other hand, I think was actually much better and was able to talk about the things that he did in Florida. And there was always this feeling like, but Florida was moving forward as Florida, not as this group or that group, or we're going to do this or do that. In other words, there was already a collective feeling from Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis. And I think that that comes off as being much more agreeable. It comes off as much more visionary. It comes off as much more, it generates much more momentum, as it were. So I would not be surprised if it wasn't Gavin Newsom. It could be somebody out of left field. And likewise for the Republicans. We just don't know where Nikki Haley is going to be able to land in this, because she, too, has had some issues where it was almost rookie mistakes, you know, when she talked about the Civil War and stuff like that. She needs to get that confidence level, and I think she comes off as being very confident. You know, she's very good at what she does. But what I'm saying is that in the big rough and tumble world of politics, she needs to any candidate. And this is why some of these other candidates kind of fall off, because they just don't project that, you know, ready for prime time. And so Nikki Haley has had some of these missteps, which in the national election would be devastating. In the primary election, it's just, well, okay, you know, we'll come back stronger tomorrow. You know, this kind of thing. Because it really are different animals. They're completely different animals between the primaries and the general. The general will be so rough and tumble as you have never seen it before. So I think what the base is wrestling with, what others are wrestling with, what people who voted for Trump in 2016 but now have vowed they will not vote for Trump in they voted for him maybe in 2020 as well, but they're vowing in 2024 they won't vote for him. This is where the major wrestling match has to occur. How do you stand up to the onslaught that is coming? And so voters really do have, I mean, Trump is running away with that and he's this and that in the polls, for the nomination. But voters really do have to come up with this notion of how, you know, who do you put up to do this horrible job of going up against the total onslaught that you thought 2020 was bad. It 2024 is going to make that look like a picnic. So is that Donald Trump? Or is that somebody else? Should the party clean slate it? Should they draft Mike Pompeo? I don't know. in other words, at this point, I would think that almost anything is possible. Almost anything is possible. I appreciate just got a direct message here. This from William in Denver. Thank you, William. He says, Alan Dershowitz is 85 years old. He doesn't play football, but his mind is still as sharp as a tack. Good observation. I appreciate that very much. Yes, well, you see, that's the thing. People do age in different ways. You know, you could have your grandmother could be 90 years old, but still be able to recite everything that's happening on the news that day and remember it better than you do. I mean, it just depends. So, but the age isn't solely the factor. The personality is not necessarily even solely the factor. It's the whole package. It's the X factor that is needed. So voters, and maybe Nikki Haley will really start to get some more traction. We just don't know. But the voters so far have thought that they think that their best bet right now is the so-called rematch or grudge match. And but again, the lawsuits or the prosecutions, they have something to bear here, and we just have to get to that point to see where that all actually comes out. But we will see, folks, because it is an interesting time in which we live. There is no doubt about that. And I think, though, The eyes on the prize, though, is to win the White House. The eyes on the prize is to increase your majority in the House. The eyes on the prize is to take the Senate, because I'm telling you, another 4 years of Joe Biden or the Joe Biden committee or whatever it is in the Star Chamber is the actual real threat to whether or not our country is prosperous, secure, and can continue on into the 21st century as the global leader. I think it's that important. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Well, this is always good advice, right? Tell her about it. All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back to the Friday edition. It's flying by, as always. We're coming up here into segment four of our number two, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And I'll tell you what, let's start real quick here with our song for this hour. It's kind of a cool song. It's from the 80s. I'm almost positive. I'm gonna think it's gonna be around 85, 86, maybe somewhere in there. But it's from Heart, and it's maybe one that maybe a little bit off the beaten path for some of their songs back in that era. But it's called "Who Will You Run To?" It's kind of got a cool chorus. Let's check it out. Then we'll talk about some of the national weather, and then talk with Denise Simon. Here we go. Who will you run to? We'll be right back. pretty cool tune. I'll tell you this. I do remember when it had been on the radio, but it's definitely kind of cool. It's one of those kind of 80s anthems, you know, with big hair and all that. And they did kind of change their sound up, right? And they had to in order to evolve. And that's sometimes what artists do, especially if they want to kind of survive through different decades. They do have to try to evolve a little bit, and they actually kind of made a little bit of a break back then as well. I didn't see the songwriting credits on this, but some of these different songs, I think they got from outside, different songwriters and so forth. But they definitely made a huge success of many of their great big hits in the 80s, especially one of my favorites, These Dreams, because Bernie Taupin was the lyricist on that, if I recall correctly. And he, of course, worked with Elton John. But at any rate, folks, let's take a look real quick here at the weather. We'll be talking with Dee Simon here in just a few minutes. And we're going to talk about what's happening, of course, obviously, with Netanyahu talking about he's now opposing the two-state solution. We do have a lot of snow to tell you about. We've got a lot of snow up in the Seattle area this morning. So, listener Joan, I hope that you have everything battened down up there. Looks like we got a lot of snow in the Seattle area, snow and rain, and then certainly that's going to impact Interstate 5 down south of Tacoma there. But if you're in the Yakima region, Walla Walla, if you're going down into northern Oregon, this is definitely going to be affecting you down near Heppner, LeGrand as well. And so this is all east of Portland right now, but we do see a lot of rain off the coast of southern Washington and northern Oregon right now. Roseburg, if you're on Interstate 5 in Oregon near Roseburg, you just have rain just in that one area, according to the radar. But we got all kinds of snow to tell you about. This is happening all across most of the state of Pennsylvania, through Washington, D.C., Richmond, Virginia. That's happening there. And then also, through most of Ohio, it looks like through a lot of Indiana right now. If you're in the Indianapolis area, you got snow. That's going to go south down towards Louisville, Kentucky right now. Then over St. Louis, Missouri, you've got Farmington. You've got all kinds of snow there as well this morning. Looks like Chicago. Looks like there's going to be snow sort of dotted around Chicago, but lots to the south. South shore of the lake there. So if that's you in northern Indiana, you got all kinds of snow going through there. Kalamazoo, Michigan right now, guess what? Snow. All right, so folks, be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. And now it's time to head on over and bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and it is Friday, and we're making it through a great week of broadcasting here, I'm so happy to say. But before we get started here on other stuff, I did see earlier that Benjamin Netanyahu now says he's opposing the two-state system or a two-state solution to all this. I kind of understand why at this point, but how do you think this is going to work out if Israel will now say that they don't want a state, but they want to have security oversight over the entire area?
It's not new that he does not want a two-state solution. They've offered it in the past many years ago. It's been rejected pretty much every single time. So he's finished with it.
Right.
And especially given the conditions now. He's not just fighting Hamas. He's fighting Palestinian Islamic Jihad. He's fighting Fatah. He's fighting, the Palestinians in the West Bank. So, this October, the October attack changed everything. And what he is really saying is a two-state solution cannot work because these people cannot govern themselves and refuse to govern themselves, and we've given up land really twice. So right now there's essentially a three-state condition going on today. So you're not going to do it. So what he's really saying to Jordan What he's saying to Saudi Arabia, what he's saying to Egypt, what he's saying to everybody else is, you guys figure this out. We don't want Gaza back, but Gaza is not going to look like it did before October, period. So they're going to have to come up with some other kind of solution. I suggest, and of course I'm nobody, I'm just, you know, a burned out tennis player over here in Florida, that says, you know, you guys need to look at the Sinai. Or, you know, have Jordan, which has got more Palestinians than any place, you know, have them designate something here. But we're finished with this, and he should be.
Well, sure. Well, now, I do know that Blinken was talking to different leaders in the region, and he's now kind of making public, well, the two-state solution would be the post-war Gaza makeup.
Yeah, of course. He's they've all said it. You know, Kamala Harris said it. Biden has said it. You know, Blinken has said it many times. His last visit to the Middle East, he pressed it hard. You know, he visited several countries. Israel, I think, was the last one he visited, and said that, of course, he's in Blinken's in Davos. Well, he was stuck in Davos.
Right.
But, yeah, so, I mean, they're pushing it and pushing it hard. But you know what?
Well,
you want a two-state solution, fine, but it's not going to have anything to do with any Israeli territory. figure out.
Yep. All right, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back after your top-of-the-hour news. We'll get updated on everything, and we'll come back right after that. I promise. Stay right.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.